Good. I run our website. Brought the same Kadmonim for the similar Chaos that we may have mentioned this in the past, that the 36 Neiros Chanukah, that's 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6, 7 plus 8, 36 Neiros in total. The 36 Neiros Chanukah correspond to the 36 hours that other Mauritians used the Or HaGanuz, the original light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on Ma'aseh Bereishis, according to at least some Midrashim, was there until after the first Shabbos. So for 6 hours on Erev Shabbos and for 24 hours on Shabbos, so for 36 hours, the Or HaGanuz was being used by other Mauritians, and the 36 Neiros Chanukah correspond to those 36 hours. So somehow that's telling us that in the Chanukah lights, there's something of that light of the original light of creation, where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gone to with tzaddikim lasavavoi. This is the light that we had at the beginning of the Bria, and it's the light that's going to come back in the future. It's the light or the Torah, I think, quotes from the Rush, that there's for this light that we're misfollow every morning, or chodesh al pi empire, the nizke chalamim heira la'iroi. That's the new light al pi empire that we're misfollow for. That's that or. In the Neiros Chanukah, we have some kind of a glimpse, some type of reflection, some, I don't know how to call it exactly, but something of that or is in the Neiros Chanukah. What does that mean? Obviously, there's many, many layers of meaning to it, very deep things that are beyond me, but like to propose a little bit of a possible glimpse into what that could mean. I think the Rambam, famous Rambam, famous Chazal that the Rambam paraphrases. We usually talk about it at a different time of year. I'll see in a moment. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, where he's talking about the Mesa Purim, and the Rambam says the following: he says, "The Abachis Shakol Zichrein Hatzaris Yivotel." That even though all the memories, remembrances of the tzaris, of the tribulations, of the difficulties that Klal Yisrael had throughout the generations, throughout his history, with the memory of the meaning in the future, when in the days of the Mashiach, it's going to be forgotten, all the tzaris and all the any kind of remembrances that we have for the Torah, even for the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from throughout the generation, going to be forgotten. So now my Kanishka Chua Torah for Rishonis. You may have put him where you brought him. So now you may have put him where you brought him. You may have put him where you brought him. That the memory of the Torah that happened at Hamza Purim, the Yeshua from it, will not be forgotten ever. And that's a well-known, based on a Chazal, almost same here in the Rambam. I saw a big Chiddush, I think I saw it in multiple places. Interesting thing, I saw a Maisa, this will be happening with the Maisa Feinstein, that his 1 year after Hanukkah, he was putting away his menorah, and one of his grandchildren was helping put away his menorah, and his grandchild said to Reb Moshe that we should be misfollow, that you shouldn't need the menorah anymore. Next year you shouldn't need the menorah, because it says, what's the one way? It's going to be a quoted the Rambam, I don't know, Zichron, Hatzorah, Yivotel, Chutz Mitzvurim. And the Moshe said, no. Tanakh is the same thing. Tanakh is the same thing. The way it's said there in the Moshe, he said something like Hilchos Chanukah and Purim would go together. I don't understand exactly how that proves it. But upon him, this is what I saw that the Moshe said. That Chanukah and Purim is the same in this regard. Chanukah is not to be bought either. And I think since then I saw in a different place, I can't remember now where, also such a thing, that Chanukah and Purim is in the same category. It's not going to be like the rest of Zichron and Hatzoros. But the Tzara and the Geula, the memory, the remembrance of the Tzara and the Geula of Chanukah is also going to be continued even less lovely by Purim, different than all the other remembrances of those things. So, here's a chat. What's the beer? What's the tarashava between Chanukah and Purim? That this ka'ul of a Metzara is not going to be forgotten. Maxim, I don't remember, we spoke about this in a different year, but not recently, and for me it was a new old Zachim that we've worked through before. The Gemara says in Saita, end of the Sechta Saita, we have in the Mishnah, talks about the Yeridus Hadoiris, that things that great levels, Ruchnius, because spiritual levels that existed in earlier generations slowly started going away. Originally they had higher levels they talked about different things there. The Gemara says that after Chorban Beis Hamikdash, how there were higher levels of Talmidei Chachamim, that everyone went down a notch in the levels of scholarship, of how much Torah they knew. It says that after certain people died, certain levels were bottled, Mishmeisa B'Akiva, bottled Chavad HaTayra, and so on and so forth. And one of the things that it says in the Mishnah is, Mishmeis Yaisi ben Ezer, Tzveid of Yaisi ben Yechanan, Hish Yishalayim, bottled Ho'esh Koyos. And these two people, when Mr. Yaisi ben Ezer, Tzveid of Yaisi ben Ezer, Yaisi ben Yechanan, Yishalayim, when they were Mr. bottled Ho'esh Koyos, a little bit of a difficult word, literally means the clusters. And the Gemara explains, Rashi within the Mishnah, quotes the Gemara, that says in the first of the Gemara, Ashkelos means to call for him, they had everything in them. And then Rashi says, what is this referring to? And it's also in the Gemara, this explanation. Ad Yemeim, until the days of these people, Loi Hayim Achleikis B'Chachmei Yisrael. There was no Achleikis, there was no disagreement, maybe initially there was, but it was always resolved. There was never an outstanding, unresolved machlokes between the Chachmei Yisrael, between the Chacham and the Chachmei Atayah. Kulan hayu oimim dvarim kenitzim nosam l'mayushim yisinai. Behein harishonim z'nechleku b'smichas karbonis b'yantik l'min chagiga. He says, these people, Yaisa ben Yaichin, Yaisa ben Ezer, they were the ones who had the first machloikas regarding whether it was smicha and kabbalah and yontif. The whole year machloikas vishen shabbi yisrael b'divrei Torah. And the Rashi on the day explains a little bit more. He says they were called the eshkalos. I mean, until the end of their time. I think the Gemara asked why is it from the time they died? They had a machlokes already in their day, so the Gemara says, I think it was on the end of their day, so that was basically when they were soon going to die. So Rashi says, what was this level of Eshkelos? Rashi, Torah ba'amita. Torah ba'amita, a little hard to translate. Torah in its like truest form, something like that. The Ein Doifi, the Shikha, machlokes. And there's no daifi, I guess, again, a hard word to translate in this context, but it seems to be something like a lack of clarity in the Torah. So originally, in other words, till that Kuf and Chai Yisrael, it was Amida. It was clear. It was like it wasn't like it was given to Moshe in Sinai. That was Lashon, Lashon Rashi. It was not from Moshe in Sinai. Afterwards, there was this lack of clarity. There was Shikha, Rashi says the word. There was Shikha. They forgot. It seems like what the fact is that there was a, the Messiah got forgotten to a certain degree. Obviously, the Messiah heard about that. The Messiah down from Moshe Rabbeinu got forgotten, and therefore there was machlokes, there was shikha of machlokes, daisy, and lack of amita. Those were the words on this corner, this paraphrasing. This was a tremendous yivida, a tremendous lowering of the level of Torah. Till then, it was pristine in a certain way, and then after that, there was basically sick. There's something very fascinating that's been pointed out by people who research this a little. Maybe they don't even have to research it. When did Yosi ben Yochan of Yosemite Ezra, when did they live? When did they live? So the truth is, if you look, you know, pretty obvious, you know that there were two daughters after Shimon HaTzadik. But there's midrashim that say clearly that time, the time, the tkufa of these people was the tkufa of Yavon. It was when the Xeris of Yavon, the Chanukah story, the time where there was Xeris of Yavon. I think Yosef ben Yeres, if I'm not mistaken, the Medrash says that he was killed by Hashem by the Yavonim, and so it was that's when they lived. What did we say today? Alam Yisim. Askichem Teresacha. Askichem Teresacha. Unbelievable. Yavon was successful, it seems. Till the times of Yisrael, there was no Zikha. Ain't Yisrael Zikha Machlaikis. And from that Kufin on, from the Gzeira, from the time of the Kufin of Shichem Teresacha, now there is Shichem. Now we're doubling. Celebrating the Nais of Fulkan Kayana Zeh. You saw the Bible of Fulkan Kayana Zeh. It was saved from Ivan Havada. About his pushes that what the Yavonim were trying to do, the goal of the Yavonim speaking to Arsacha, like I said, were saved from. But it seems like there is still a little bit of a success in the Yavonim. How are we supposed to understand that? How are we supposed to approach that? There's a Meiridik here, Mystical. I'm always afraid to say over from the Pachad Yitzchak when Rabbi Schwab here, he's a Rebbe. But there's a Meiridik of Shtickel on the Pachad Yitzchak, Meiridik of Peace, where he addresses this issue, and I'm going to try to say over the Nakuda that he says, and then we'll get back to the things that we started with as Hashem. He brings the following thing. The Gemara says that there's a concept by Torah that sometimes you say, Bitula du hikiyuma, meaning the something which is bitula, it's like removing Torah, it's minimizing Torah, it really ends up being kiyuma, it ends up being the thing that makes Torah continue, that makes Torah more, that makes Torah increase. Something that sometimes with decreasing Torah is really increasing Torah. And the Gemara brings the source for it from the Shmuel HaLuchas, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the promise. That was the tool of Shabbat. The Luchas, the Kamak, the Zikris. The Ziki Yuma, Asher Shibarta, Asher Kaicha, Asher Shibarta. That this was was a good thing for the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luch. Shviz HaLuchos says in different Gemara that the breaking of the Luchos was the source for Shikas HaTorah. That it's not for the Shviz, it's not for the Shviz HaLuchos, no one would ever forget any Torah, so it says in the Gemara. Increases Torah. How's that? The Gemara says there's a couple of levels. The first level is, the Gemara says, I think in Tamura, that you may ever show Moshe, it was Neshtaku, 300 halachas were forgotten. Klal Yisrael forgot 300 halachas from the day that they were mourning for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happened? Came a Smil ben Knaz, and he was Machdu than Bepapulai. So what do we have here? What do we have? We have a pair, a picture of Shikas HaTayo. What can be worse of forgetting 300 halachas? Bitulas HaTayo. What happened? They got the 300 halachas back, but more than that, they got all the Smil Bepulim. All the fields were pulling, the Torah was misrabo, was misgado. They caused the sick of the Torah. Anytime the Torah is forgotten and there's a process which is given to us, was handed down with the Torah itself, a process to restore the Torah that was forgotten, that process itself becomes Torah. Goes much further than that. Before the tekufa of the mitzvah of Yosef ben Yechanan, there was no machlokes to Israel. They argued about smicha. Let's think about it. Let's use this for a mashal for a moment. They argued about smicha. One said to do smicha nyantif, one said not to do smicha nyantif. What was being learned before they forgot? So that seems to come from Shikha. It sounds like because of Shikha. They forgot the Messiah. So before that, presumably, Kitshutai, it was either you are Chaimu Chaniantis or you're not Chaimu Chaniantis. Right? We don't know which one it was, because that was the Shikha. Right? But it was one or the other. If somebody would have said, let's say, just for argument's sake, that the Messiah was, do smicha nyantif. So someone would get up and say, you don't do smicha nyantif. Is that Torah? That's Torah. It's not Torah, this can tell you the call. But now that it was Mishtakach, now we have the cloud order which we find in Shas about the machlokes in between the Kedoshei Elyon, between the Tanoim, between the Halakha Chachamim, Eilu, the Eilu, Divrei, Elokim, Chayim. I haven't usually thought about those words so much, we just comes off our lips. But Divrei, Elokim, Chayim, that which the door before that was Shekhar Shkarim and Ziyaf HaTorah, the next door is the Abish's words. Dibbele Kim Chaim. All of a sudden, because of Machlaikis, because of Shikhas HaTorah, the world we have a Reboi Gadol, unbelievable Dibbele Kim Chaim is filling the world, filling the world. You look around, It's only then. So it's Kedai for everyone to look, if you haven't looked before, it's Kedai to look at the Hagdama to the Eidus Moshe. Moshe writes in Hagdama, he's writing to excuse himself. What right does he have to pass in Shilas? He says that, and he's closely coming from his big Anivis, but the truth of the matter is that I think that what he's saying is addressing is a very fundamental question. He says he knows that he himself and anyone in our generation He says in earlier days, they would very possibly not have been called a Gil or a Rav B'chol. They would not have even been able, if you would take someone from our generation and put him in the times of the Rishonim, and someone would ask him a Shaila, it would be ridiculous. I'm going to answer your Shaila. You go to the Rashba, whatever, right? So in the days of the Rishonim or the earlier days, he wouldn't even be called a Gil or a Rav. So he says, how can I pass the Shaila? How do I know that I'm right? How do I know that I'm right? So he says a beautiful thing, again, I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, he's minus on it a little bit. He says, the following he says today, even if you're not called a Gil or a Rav, there's Chasson, and then earlier Dairus, and Avada did a chshas that you weren't mechaven to the emes. He says the emes is higher, but he says when I saw it says what is Hashemayim. And what does what Hashemayim mean? He says kafish and nirul hachacham achrei sha'ayin karoyel of our halacha b'shas b'peiskim. In other places he says amu v'yegel of our halacha b'shas b'peiskim. He says after the chacham is twirled very hard to clasp the halacha and shas and peiskim. And he continues kifi kai kai according to his ability, the kai did rice with a seriousness, with begirim Hashem is bach, and with yiras Hashem. So and the middle was shekainu tzak adim, and he thinks this is the tzak. He says this is called the emes v'hira. And then he says, even if the etzem galu kabishmaya she'ina came, that it's not right. Balkazeh nemar shegam dvorov divrei Elokim chayim. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Look around the room. We have Talmud Bavli is full every single page with machlokes. Machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel, machlokes of Rechem Shlokes, machlokes of Rabbi Abaye, Rabbi Yosef, over and over again machlokes. Where does Madhu's machlokes come from? It came from this Yerida, Taka Yerida. You can't lose sight of Taka as the Yerida. It's the Yerida that we have. It's hard for us to access to know that we're accessing the Emes La'amitza Ba'amita, like Rashi says. It's Taka Yerida, but that's one side of the coin. But the other side of the coin is, this is our life. This is our whole life is from those Divrei Elokim Chayim. Yes, it's all Divrei Elokim Chayim. All of these stardom, and it all came from where? From Shikha Satayah. Ashkicham Tayah Sacha. It's an unbelievable horror. That's from the footnote. You can take a look at Ma'am Gimel and Tachid if you want to see it. The Moshe is just one case. The Ktayis in his Agdama also talks about things like this, and the Ktayis brings the Medrash, famous Medrash that people know, that the Shas Bria Sa'olam, when Hashem Baruch Hu created the world, so the keepers, there were different groups that some said that the Adam, he wants to create the Adam, some said the Adam shouldn't be created, Tested said yeah, and it said Emma said not, because Kula is going, and what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He said Kadosh Baruch Hu went and he threw Emma to the ground. So it says over there in the Medrash that everyone complained that Kadosh Baruch Hu is throwing Emma to the ground. Atam Mavadim Tachshis Ocha. You're being mavadim, you're tachshis to emes, because some of Kadosh Baruch Hu emes, you're taking the emes, you're throwing it to the ground. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Betzayni shetala emes mina aretz." I want the emes to come from the ground. Emes me eretz titzmach. Explains the ksois that the emes is the Torah. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Torah and he threw it to the ground. The Hainu, that the Torah in its pristine form is something that the Seichel Anusi can't really grasp. He told me in general, but certainly with the use of the Torah, to say that we have to be mechaven to the emes, what it is up in Shemayim by that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, it's asked that the Seichel a person can't get there. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He threw it to the ground. Why does Shemayim he? Bo Moshe Rido Oretz. He and HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw it to the ground. And with complaints, the Malachim, the others were complaining. How can you do that? The Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're placing the Torah HaKadosh under the control of the finite thing, and we can be Moshe. Not only a finite thing, but even Moshe Rabbeinu was finite, or the Dark Day was finite, but it's under a dark today. We're the ones that did the Elikim Chaim. Elikim Chaim, the words of Elikim Chaim are coming out of our puny seichel. That's what type of a bezoyim is this? It's a bezoyim for this about the Ravaz of Tachulch on Eichel's name. That's what I want. Bezoyim is a tawa emes min ha'aretz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a divya Elikim Chaim out of the lowliest madrega of Torah, Sifkas HaTorah, as long as we're following the instructions over here, that Moshe gives us over here, how we're supposed to learn and how we're supposed to try as hard as we possibly could to come to the Midas HaTorah. If we do that, if we learn the Torah that way, then as Torah Sifkas HaTorah Chaim and all of the Svarim that we see around us, this is all the coming from this idea that the Sifkas HaTorah creates, gives us the ability to create Torah in our lowly madrega more and more. All the different Torahs are going to be bought or offered lovely. All different Torahs are bought. Why are the memories of the Torahs going to be bought? I think you can understand it because from the viewpoint of Asad Lavoi, from the future, there are no Tzaris. There never were any Tzaris. The Gemara says in Tzachim, Bayayim Ali Yashem Echad Shmai Echad, in our world, the Zan has there, on Shmur's Royus, we say, Baruch Tzayin Emet, and Shmur's Targis, and say, Baruch Tzayin Emet. But in Asad Lavoi, it's Kul Echad Emet. What's the pshat? It's not explained. The pshat is, it's not just the pshat that there's going to be no Torahs then. The Torahs are going to stop happening. That's not the pshat. It's much deeper than that. The pshat is that from the perspective, from the viewpoint of loss and lovely, there never were any Torahs in the first place. The Torahs were all a Torah makers. Kol ma'adav rechman l'tav avid was going to be mezgalah for kol ha'taykes. There's not, the Torahs are going to be invisible as Torahs at that point. Kol zichron as Torahs are going to be bottle. It's not just because from that standpoint there are no Torahs. Hanukkah and Purim is different. It's unique. Both Torahs, the Torahs through the Dayas, the Pshat is, how do we experience, how does Kaifal experience Torahs and any Yeshua? So there's a Torah, and then when the Torah is here, the Torah is real. It says that dynamic is ach. It says Torah is real, and then there's the Yeshua. They were rescued from the Torah. But when the Torah was a Torah, first was a Torah, and then the Yeshua from the Torah. That kind of a failure, well, Arthur Lavoie is not to be visible anymore, because what do you mean there was a Torah? Now there's no Torah. There was never any Torah. But Hanukkah and Purim, we know. We'll start with Purim. Purim, we know the Yisrael of Purim was v'nahafoichu. The Yisrael of Purim was not Stam Yeshua from a Tzara. The Yisrael of Purim was that the Tzara itself became the Yeshua. The Tzara was reversed and became the Yeshua. So forget the Purim was itself al derech the loss of love to Gazach. It was a gili of the art of loss of love. That there was never really any Tzara in the first place. The forget the Tzara itself, the eighth, that Haman made for Mordechai was never Hashem Hechelai. He never made it for Mordechai, he made it for himself. And now that group was a gilu of Yeshua of Purim. The Dvarim Hanal, Hanukkah is Zod Zach. What Purim was on a like it says in the Pesukim, what Purim was in the gas for the Gashmias, Hanukkah was for the Ruchnias. That Hanukkah, the challenge, the worst. What can be a worse sorrow Ruchnias than a Sikkas HaTorah? That the Klal Yisrael losing their ability to know Torah, to remember Torah, Ashkicham Torah Secha. That was the Gzeira, a terrible sorrow for Klal Yisrael. But what came out from that? What came out in the end from that? What came out from them was Mamash of Ruchni Sikkah Ben Afaychu. That the Sikkah HaTorah would be Tula Zui Kiyuma. It was a Sikkah HaTorah that was guiding the Azai Ribui HaTorah that we have through all the Torahs and this ability to be continued to be Madra in the Torah, no matter how dark things get, no matter how much they're going to keep on getting darker and darker, and we it's a Torah, it is a Torah. But we have what Klal Yisrael has the ability, the Eibush to give Klal Yisrael the ability to take that Choshech and that Torah and to turn it around and to make more Torah out of it. To grope and to grapple with the way of finding the emes in the deeper Choshech and the not deeper Choshech and not deeper Choshech because it keeps on coming more and more Torah. The middle of Hanukkah and Purim are not going to be forgotten. Not going to be forgotten, lovely, lovely, because the Hanukkah and Purim themselves. That is the gather of what the perspective of the lovely is. That the Torah itself is the Yeshua. The Ken Zayin asked the chat, "What's the R? R Agonis? R Chodesh Al Tiyan Torah?" Adam Arishan was able to see Mitzayif Ha'ilom Bat Seifer. What was he seeing? What was Adam Arishan looking at Mitzayif Ha'ilom Bat Seifer? What did he see? What do you see with the Aragonis? So I don't know, but I think it's Pashit that Nichol, what you see in Aragonis is you see this thing, you see this Nakuda, that there is no inch in this world, whether it's geographically, whether historically, or from this, from the whole sea to Alphys Min, anywhere in this world, there's no point that's not the Hatava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as Zayin HaEmes. It's Kula Tayva Metis. Everything is Hatava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you see with the Aragonis. And that's reflected a little bit in the Neres Chanukah. And we sit and we like the Neres Chanukah, and we remember the Gzeira of the Yevonim, Ashkichem Teresecha, and we remember the Yeshua, that the Avada Torah is never going to be Tishtakas in Israel. But more than that, even to the level that there is a Sikkas HaTorah, and there is a Cheshkas HaGolos, and there's more and more Choshech all the time. But that Choshech itself, that all we have to do is look around, look at the Talmud Bavli, which Chazal called Choshech, because the Talmud Bavli that's full of Machloikas and questions on Bible, are Ipshites and Tekus and this Shita and that Shita. All we have to do is look at that and see how the Torah, the biggest Ruchnias Tikkat Torah, the Sikkas HaTorah, is the biggest Yeshua, and that's a glimpse, a preview of the Ar Chodesh Al Tiyan Torah. Yitzhakah should be zeicher to the Iris of Hanukkah and Peniska Mehera Kulanu Mehera LaIray the Bidias Hagol B'Mehera Amen.